الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين اما بعد فوز بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفيع والوتر والليل اذا يسر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر ايمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في ليلة الخير من الف شهر من حرم خيرا فقد حرم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اذا كان ليلة القدر نزل جبرائيل في كبكبة من الملائكة يصلون على كل عبد قائما او قائدا يذكر الله عز وجل صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم My dear brothers and sisters, I am very sorry for this that we could not conduct the majlis of English lecture yesterday because there were some problems. But anyhow, we are not losing it. Inshallah, we are doing it this time. And inshallah, you will benefit from it. Actually, Ramadan Sharif is a blessed month, and in this everybody is blessed. Everybody is, just like if a person goes to Khana Kaaba or Rozatul Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everyone is blessed, but whether he can keep it or not, it is up to him, up to this. Some people get a lot, but they cannot store, they cannot keep it. It is lost very easily. And there are some people who do not get too much, but they keep it. So therefore, they have something all the time. And there are some people who are getting too much, but they keep it all. So they are the best. So therefore, from Ramadan Sharif, if we have gotten something, so we should keep it. And we should not lose it. How to lose and how to keep? You would have known one word, sohbat in ajans. It means company of those people which harms you. So it may become problem for you. So therefore, we should not join that type of company which can harm us. There are some special conditions imposed in Ramadan for our purification, and that is, shaitan is not allowed to disturb us, and our nafs is under pressure. It means every day nafs is tied more and more by doing not those things which nafs likes too much, just like eating, drinking and mubashir. So these things when are controlled, so then that portion of the nafs is controlled. And if a person stops other things which are not good for fasting and which are not allowed already in Shariat, so then this helps more, and one can become a pious person very easily using these things. So another thing, that actually Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not stop things from us, but controls. For example, after end of Sehri, we do not take anything, we are stopped. But after iftar, Allah Subhan says, quickly, take these things. So it means these are allowed, but restricted for some time. So similarly, maybe what are restricted at this time, this will not be restricted for all the time. And we may be allowed to do some things among them. Therefore, we should continue this practice. Now, how to keep and how to lose? How to lose, I will tell first. Number one, Alhamdulillah, it is now 27th of Ramadan. So after 2 or 3 days, there will be Eid, inshallah. In Eid, these three things are not, you can say, stop, and one can enjoy. Now, if a person stops from the bad things and allow himself for the good things, so this is the true picture. This in Eid we can practice. But if he opens him for both, for the good and for the bad, so then that is very bad. He can lose in these 3 days all the things he gets. Because losing is fast and gaining is slow all the times and all the things. I can break my house in 6 months or 1 year, but if with dynamite, it can be damaged, it can be finished in seconds. So one can get things in too much time, but he can lose it in very less time. So therefore, one should be very careful about himself in these 3 days. Because in these 3 days, all the people are not of the same nature. There are different people. There are different relatives. There are different friends. And there are different occasions. So therefore, one should be controlling himself in choosing the things. Where to go and where not to go. What to do, what not to do. This is choice. Should be done in Eid. And one should make himself busy in good things. So he may be protected for that. Mainly the things happen that some person meet with his friends, and those friends are not of that nature. So then they drag him to some places which are not good. So, for that, I will ask you to think about, if they are bad people and they don't stop themselves to drag you to the bad things, why are you not dragging to the good things? What is your deficiency? You should be able to drag him to the good things. It should not be either case. So, if you tell them, you come here, if he do not come with you, say, sorry, I cannot go with you. This is a very genuine answer. You can tell them. Because if they are not following you for the good things, why you should follow them? And if they say, okay, I go to masjid for you, but you should go to cinema with me. I say, no. I will not put you in the hell, and I shall not put myself in my hell. Why should we do this? I am bringing to you the good things, so you keep it. And you are bringing to me the bad thing. This I will not allow you, even for yourself. This is not good. So you should have this logic with yourself, and do not go with them to the bad places. And also the relatives, which is very, very important. Because in relatives, there are some people. Because hijab, it means hijab is of different nature. Just like even in our Pathans, they do hijab, but selective hijab. What means hijab from those people who are not relatives, but hijab, not hijab from those people who are relatives but not mahram. For example, cousins. The people are not observing hijab from them. So the damage is the same, but even more. So therefore, we should ourselves think about it, that we should not go to those places where some danger is there. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these things, because this life is very, very short. And in that life, we have to live for long, 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 long time, never ending. So if we stop ourselves from bad things from here, in here, inshallah, we shall be getting benefit of that for the whole of life, which is never ending. Similarly, eating those things which are not allowed, we should stop. Drinking those things which are not allowed, we should stop. If we like it, that becomes mujahida. And mujahida strengthens you. So therefore, if there's something you like but it's not allowed and you don't do it, it means your iman and your affection with Islam will be more stronger by doing that. So you should continue this. You should join very good things. Number one, for example, in Eid, what you should do is Sadqah Fitr. Giving Sadqah Fitr to poor people before you leave for Salat. Salat al-Eid. This is very good. How much? I think you should ask your ulama. It's actually the rate of wheat flour or wheat per kg, and 1.79 you should multiply with this, and the amount which is there, it is actually Sadqah Fitr. So you should, for every person in your house, you should do this. And another thing, that only 2 or 3 days are left. Among them is one odd night, which is very important. Maybe it is Laylatul Qadr. So therefore, we should take care of it. For example, if you think it is Laylatul Qadr, and it is not, and if you good perform good amal, so what is lost? Nothing is lost. But if it is Laylatul Qadr and you perform good amal, it will be multiplied too much. In Ana Inda Zanni Abdi Bi, this hadith should tell you that if you are doing amal with the niyat of Laylatul Qadr, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the ajr of Laylatul Qadr too. Our Shaykh Al Mawlana Shaykh Sulaimani Rahmatullah Alayh told once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by herding one night, granted ajr of 5 nights. It means 5 odd nights, 21st, 23, 25, 27, 29. We can get ajr of 5 Laylatul Qadr. So really, it's a good thing. So do enjoy this. Do benefit yourself from this. This is, mashallah, very good chance. And especially istighfar. At the time of iftar. Wow. Because thousands of people are relieved from Jahannam at this moment. So you do istighfar and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free you from fire. And if your dua is accepted, how much benefit you are taking of that. So there are today iftar, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, mashallah, you are having. And get benefit from these. And also, you can say the dua which you are making in Ramadan. So at the time of iftar and the time of suhoor, you should not miss, and try to get as much as benefit from these. And for those who are mutakifeen, subhanallah, it's a greater chance, because in mutakifeen, they are in the home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they can ask any time and make they have good company. So therefore they try themselves more and more. For example, if I am sleeping all the time, so okay, that time will be passed. But if I am performing ibadat, so this time will be passed. So I should have a balance. I should sleep for a while and then work for a while. Sleep more than 7 hours is laziness. And less than 7 hours make some problem to people, some people. So therefore, don't go to the laziness and do not put yourself in trouble. So this is the balance, and keep your ibadat well with good concentration. For example, I am offering my prayer. So I can offer 3 times Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. I can offer 5 times Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. I can offer 7 times Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. 9 times, 11 times. So these are in these odd nights. Please increase this. Increase this. Maybe till 11 you can increase. And not doing simply, but with istihzar. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Actually, this whole prayer is Subhanallah for istihzar. What we are saying, Allahu Akbar, Takbir Tahreema. Takbir Tahreema is istihzar. What type of istihzar? I am putting the whole world to the back and I am before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is istihzar. I should remember now this, that now I am with Allah. Okay, so this istihzar. Then istihzar of sana, subhanakallahu bihamdika rasmuka wa ta'ala jaddaka wa la ilaha ghayruk. By this wa la ilaha ghayruk, you should think something. Wa la ilaha ghayruk. And then by concentration of Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqima, As-Sirat Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayr Maghdubi Alayhim. I can do this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. I can do this. I can do this. But what should be there? What should I think with this? I should have istihzar with this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqima. Sirat Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim. Ghayr Al-Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Al-Dhalin. So with istihzar. And while this going to ruku, Allahu Akbar. And then Samia Allahu liman hamid. Thinking as he has heard this. Samia Allahu liman hamida. Rabbana lakal. And then Allahu Akbar. Then Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Subhana Rabbiyal. So it means we can enhance the quality of our prayer. So especially in the last days of or nights of the Ramadan, we should think about it, and we should increase the quality of our prayer, and doing all the time adiyah, in which most of adiyah should be adiyah mahsura, and the rest your own language, but do this, and do not forget me in your dua as well. This is the humble request. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.